Quran chapter 12, Mishnah 3, Haisa mo'ofefes, if the bird was hovering, if it was hovering over the eggs, the mitzvah applies when the bird is sitting on the eggs. So what if it's not sitting on the eggs? So if it's hovering over the eggs, bizman shiknafer noigus bakan, if its wings were still touching the nest, then chav l'shalach, then it's considered as if it's still like on the eggs and you have to send it away. But ein kanafer noigus bakan, but if its wings are not touching the nest at all, patum l'shalach, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. It's like already sent away if it's not touching the nest. Ein sham ela efrech echad, if there's only one little chicken there, or beitza achas, or one egg, chav l'shalach, you still have to send the mother bird away. And he brings over in the Kati that there's, if you look at the verse, I think the verse is in plural, so you might think that it only applies if there's more than one bird or more than one egg. So it's just a saying that and Shenemar, and he learns it out from another word in the Pasuk in Dvarim, where it says kan, it says nest. So kan mekol makum, which means in any case, whatever the nest is, you still have to send the mother bird away. Hayusham efroichin mafrichin, if the little chicklings that are in there can already fly, so they're not bound to the nest, they could already fly away if they wanted. Or beitzim muzaris, or the eggs are not viable, they've gone off. It's translated as addled. Don't know. Okay. But anyway, the eggs are not good. They're not viable eggs, they're fruit eggs. Patul mishalach, you do not have to send away the mother. Shneimar, why? Because the pasuk says, va'aim, the mother of vetzes al ha'efroichim, it's like nesting on the eggs. I mean, on the young birds, the little baby birds, or al habaitzim, or on the eggs. My efroichin b'nai kama, just like the chicks have to be viable chicks, af baitzim b'nai kama, so too the eggs have to be viable. If the eggs aren't viable, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. Yatsu muzaris, and so that excludes the eggs which are unviable. Uma habaitzim tzrichin le'iman, and so too, just like the eggs need their mother, the eggs need the mother bird sitting on them. Af ha'efroichin tzrichin le'iman. So too it only applies to chicks that need their mother. Yatsu mafrichin. So this excludes chicks that can fly by themselves. They no longer need their mother, and so the mitzvah doesn't apply. Shilcha v'chazra. So if he sends the mother away and she comes back, shilcha v'chazra, he sends her away again, she comes back again. Afila abra v'chamisha pamim. Even if he does it 4 or 5 times, chav, he's still obligated to keep doing it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, shalach tashalach. From the double language, we learn out that even if she comes back, he's got to send her away again. He hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah just by sending her away once. He's got to keep sending her away. Amar, he says, Hareini noitel esa'im, mashalach esa'banim. He says, I want to take the mother and send away the chicks, right? Send away the chicks. He wants to do it the other way around. The mitzvah is to send away the mother. He wants to send away the chicks. And chav l'shalach, that doesn't apply. He's got to send away the mother. The mitzvah applies only to sending away the mother. Shneimar, as it says, shalach t'shalach esa'im, that you must send away the mother. That's what the pasuk says. So you can only send away the mother. Natal abanim v'chiziran lakan, if one took the chicks and then returns them to the nest, v'achakach chazra ha'emalem, and then the mother comes back. So he does the mitzvah properly, sends away the mother, takes the little chicks, then he puts them back in, and then the mother comes back and roosts on the, you know, with the chicks again. Patut mishalach, so he doesn't have to send her away again. He's already fulfilled the mitzvah in that scenario.